This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You're listening to American Family Radio, AFR.net on the internet. We are 184 stations across the good old US of A, Christian radio. And we welcome you if you're not a Christian. We would love for you to listen to AFR and open your heart and mind to the gospel of Jesus Christ, which will change your life forever here on earth and eternally. Right.
Ed? Absolutely.
And we're not laughing about that.
That is absolutely true.
That's true. But we're having a little fun here as we do on Fridays with trivia. And so here's the phone number to if you want to ask a question or answer, or both, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. I will say to you that it will be difficult to get in because we have a lot of phone lines, but they're jammed.
Yeah.
Before the break, we were talking.
We still have faith. I was just like joking about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Faith, you never heard those kind of jokes, have you?
Right, no. Oh, Faith, yeah.
We still have faith. All right, Faith, we gave you an assignment.
Hi.
We gave you an assignment before the break, and we asked you to find out, because your question was a good, excellent trivia question, when and where candy was first invented. And then we asked you the fairly obvious next question, which was, what kind of candy was it? And we said, if you could, during the break, find out the answer to that question, we'd send you a free T-shirt. How did you do on your assignment?
Well, I found it in 1519, it was called cacao, and it was made with nuts, honey, and sugar. But I was wrong. It was not the first candy invented.
It wasn't?
The first candy was in India in 250 A.D.
Wow.
Well, India.
I'm vindicated.
You are, absolutely.
And I don't want to make this a big deal or make Faith feel bad. You know, I just say that.
Wrong and the rest of the world was right.
I was right.
And the rest of the world's wrong.
And India was the birthplace of candy.
Hey, Faith, you did exactly what I asked you
to cricket,
do.
And cricket.
And cricket. So
elephants that can't jump.
Elephants can't jump.
All in India. Same time.
Camels that can drink 30 gallons of water.
Yes.
So, Faith, you still want a T-shirt?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you on hold. Do not hang up. And Cindy Roberts, who's handling the board, she will get your information, and we'll send you a free T-shirt. How's that?
Okay. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy some candy over Thanksgiving.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Too. That's why I won't be able to jump.
I wanted to add something. Speaking of hummingbirds, we had one of our listeners send us. Patricia, she was listening to Bobby's question and stuff, and she sent a video of about 30 or 40 hummingbirds around some feeders.
Where is she? Is that on our Facebook
page? Yes, I just posted it on our Facebook page.
Wow, okay.
Who was it that sent that?
Patricia.
Now, she's saying these are migrating hummingbirds, or are they just the usual crowd that hangs out in her neighborhood?
She doesn't say. But
well, I got to tell you, I did look up. We won't spend a lot of time on this because we need to at least a month for our next hummingbird meeting because we don't want to wear it out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Far be it from us.
But there is an actual website called hummingbirdcentral.com, hummingbirdcentral.com. And they go on to this whole conspiracy theory about hummingbirds migrating to Mexico.
They do? For real?
Many hummingbirds spend the winter in Central America or Mexico. That's the first sentence. Do you believe a website that starts with that? Many hummingbirds spend the winter like they're snowbirds, you know, in Central America.
They are birds.
And they migrate north to their breeding grounds in southern U.S. and western states as early as February and to areas further north later in the spring. The first arrivals in spring are usually males. And they go on to talk about how they do migrate alone, or so they say. And they supposedly just fly as high as treetops. And we're supposed to believe all this. Huh? You believe that?
Now, what is that? Is that a picture of a UFO on that website?
Then
what's the name of the website?
Then I believe in Bigfoot, if you believe all this stuff. Huh? It's called Hummingbird.
It's on the internet. It's not
Hummingbird,
a lie.
Hummingbirdcentral.com. Somebody went to an elaborate and a lot of work to promote this.
And the person who owns this website at hummingbirdcentral.com
is
going to wind up getting 10,000 visits here in the next
promote this
next weekend, and they're going to go, wow, what happened?
They promote this conspiracy theory that hummingbirds actually migrate.
Yeah.
Like they describe. So if you want to believe that, you go on and believe that, but I want to see it.
Here's the deal.
So are you saying, Walker, that one of our listeners who we do trust has posted?
Yes, Patricia sent us a video.
Okay, of what?
Of several hummingbirds hovering over a feeder. And the
now, does that prove migration from North Dakota to Cancun? Come on. Huh?
Well, if you don't want to believe it, then I'm not going to convince you.
Okay, all right.
So, if you don't believe hummingbirdcentral.net or .com.
Well, I know, but I mean, there's all kind of these kind of conspiracy theory websites that they make up about hummingbirds. You not heard of this?
That's the vast right-wing conspiracy.
Yeah, well, okay. Go ahead, Ed, back to the phone.
All right.
Have we repeated our questions?
Not this segment. Let's go ahead.
Probably for the last time for the show today, we're going to repeat our questions.
All right. Here are my three remaining questions. What famous boxer first used the expression, he can run, but he can't hide? What famous professional wrestler was known as Nature Boy? And how many NFL teams are named after ocean creatures? That's what I've got.
All right. In 1998, what Major League Baseball player broke the single-season home run record previously held by Roger Maris?
The fact that that hadn't been answered is embarrassing.
It is.
For our students.
Brother.
Yeah.
All right. Secondly, what's the most intelligent creature on Earth after man? And it is not the chimpanzee. A listener tried to answer that earlier. Lastly, which city is located both in Asia and in Europe?
My two questions that remain. What food comes blue-veined, soft, or hard-pressed? Number two, how many dimensions does a solid have? That's a question from the field of science there. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Luke is on the line. Luke, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Luke, it says you're 9 years old. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, welcome to the program. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
The one about the smartest animal.
All right. That's my question here. What's the most intelligent creature on Earth after man?
I'm gonna guess it's a pig.
That is not correct.
It is not correct.
But very, very good guess, Luke.
Pigs are very smart.
I'm glad pigs aren't smart.
Honestly. Well, they are smart.
Mm-hmm.
How they become bacon then?
They're slow. That's Luke, a pretty good answer right there.
Yeah. Luke, do you have a question for us?
Yes. Who was the first person to discover the Tyrannosaurus Rex, the dinosaur?
All right, so is it that guy on Jurassic Park? It's not him, is it? Okay, I'm just wondering there. All right,
thinking out loud.
Hey, do you remember the giant hummingbird on Jurassic Park
that they created was from the Jurassic period, and they found it and they brought it back with the DNA. Yeah, that's
amazing.
Right.
Amazing. Wow. Simply amazing.
Yeah, that was terrifying. The giant.
Just a movie, Ed.
Yeah.
The skeleton. Who was the first person to discover the skeleton?
Wait, hold on just a minute. Your question was?
Who was the first person to discover the skeleton of the T-Rex,
Tyrannosaurus Rex? That is a good question.
That probably goes back to like the 1800s.
Fred and Robert Byrd.
No. Huh? He was the explorer of the North Pole.
Sir Isaac Newton?
You're just naming people now.
Jimmy Durante? We don't know.
We don't know. You got us, Luke. Who was it?
At least I took three guesses.
His name was Barnum Brown.
Barnum what?
Brown.
Barnum Brown. What year was it? Do you remember?
It was 1907. 1907.
And Luke, do you know where he discovered the first bones of T-Rex?
Iowa.
Wow. Oh.
Iowa. Wow. Did not know that. Now, so you're telling us the first T-Rex was discovered in Iowa. The bones of,
yes,
obviously. Hmm. It wasn't a T-Rex that was lost or anything.
All right, Luke. Thank you, young man. Good job.
That's amazing. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
So T-Rex discovered in the good old U.S. of A. I wonder if that's a tourist destination there. Site, you know?
Listen, if you can get
tourist trap.
If a town can get people to come visit,
yeah,
they'll do it.
Yeah.
See the original T-Rex.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Luke.
Back to the phones.
Lost Luke. All right, back to the phones.
Duke, did he try to answer one of ours, or he just had
a
question for us?
Yeah, he asked the smartest question, smartest animal besides man.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he said pig, but to your point, it is proof that man is smartest because we can eat the
pig,
the third or fourth smartest.
And people eat every bit of the pig.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, do I need to say any more?
No,
about that?
Please don't.
I think we need to go on to the next caller.
Well, all right.
I just say one thing about that.
Yeah.
I've mentioned this before. You know how things happen in your life that are so traumatic that you remember where you were? I remember where I was when I saw the first pig's foot.
Really?
In a grocery store. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I've seen them.
Yeah. Pig's feet. I was like 20, and I was a sophomore in college.
Boy, that's deep right there. That's really significant.
Well, you're sitting there, you know, heretofore had not done a lot of grocery shopping myself. My mama did that, and so I'm off at college. I'm in the grocery store, and shazam.
What the world
that's
is
what
that?
I thought.
Those things in that jar.
I want to wait here. I wanted to. I didn't have time because I had a card game to get to. But
Uno. Uno was big.
It was Uno. It was big in the late 70s, early 80s. I wanted to wait and see who was going to buy these.
Oh, so, well, you must have waited a long time, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I didn't have time.
Oh, okay.
To buy the pickled pig's feet and eat them.
If you were adventurous, why didn't you try them?
But you know what? I just said to myself, Tim, even if you look at these folks, you're going to be judging them.
Yeah.
And
not a judgmental person.
It's not a judge. They can eat, according to the Bible I read, just eat it and bless it. Bless it and eat it, right?
Yeah. Huh? New Testament only, but yeah.
New Testament. Yeah, I know the shellfish and all that thing.
Yeah.
But,
so you just walked away?
I just walked
that
on.
That was wise.
It was a minute or two of contemplating.
Yeah.
But I just walked on and said, if people want to eat pig's feet that are pickled, who am I to judge? You know?
That is a fine attitude. You're a fine person.
Well, things like that happen in your life where you remember back.
Yes. It's a turning point.
That was deep.
They change you as all those things factor into who you are today.
I'm not sure we can go on to trivia with all this.
Let's go.
Can't get any more trivial than this. All right, we go to Louisiana, and Luke is on the line with our second Luke in a row. Luke, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How are you doing, brother? You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
I want to answer the one with the boxer. He can't run.
All right.
But he can't.
All right, what famous boxer first used the expression, he can run, but he can't hide?
I'm going to say it was Muhammad Ali.
That is what most people probably think, but it is incorrect. I will give a hint. No. Besides Muhammad Ali, this boxer is often considered the best that ever lived. So for someone else who may call in, that might be a little bit of a hint for you, but most people think it would probably be someone like Muhammad Ali, you know, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, but it was not. But good guess, excellent guess. What's your question for us?
All right. So this has to do with milk here.
Okay. Of what?
Milk.
Milk, all right.
How much fat does whole milk have? I'll repeat that again. How much fat does whole milk have?
I don't believe in milk shaming.
You don't believe in fat shaming milk?
Are you talking about percentages or grams?
Percentages.
All right.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Luke. Just hang on. All right, now there's like 2% milk, but I think like that's, you know, like regular whole milk doesn't have much more.
Oh, you think it has a little more than
2%? Yeah, yeah.
2% though has a blue top.
Right, that's right. That's right. I'm thinking.
Was that the same day as the pig feet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's about the time that all that came together for me.
I'm guessing it's all of that came together. This was what grocery store was it? Would you like to share which?
It was
Kroger or something?
Like I said, I didn't buy groceries up to that point. So I went to the grocery store by myself for the first time. I'm a college boy.
Are you serious?
I don't know. I went to pick up a couple things for my parents.
But in terms of doing shopping for yourself.
Right. Go buy yourself some groceries.
Yeah. College.
That was it. I remember.
Well, that's probably true for me, too.
Yeah. So where were we?
All right. So I'm guessing it's probably like 3 or 4%.
I'm going to go with 4%.
All right. Tim, is that all right?
I agree.
All right, Luke, we're going to go with 4%.
All right, it's actually
3%. Oh, ooh. All right. So 3% regular milk has 3% fat.
Yeah, 3%.
Is that a lot?
I don't think so.
Well, that's actually not a lot, really. Well, that clock 1% over 2%.
And then when people say, you know, get 2% milk, that's you're only 1% down from regular whole milk.
Hey, Luke, I got to ask you, are you like a milk expert?
Or fitness person or what?
Well, it actually came out my dad met a guy who has a dairy farm.
Yep.
And this guy here said that 2% milk is the best leading milk, mainly because most people don't like skim milk. It tastes like water.
Yeah.
And people think whole milk has too much fat. So to them, if they're doing about 2%, that's about right. But really, whole milk has just 3%. So you're just going 1% up.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Luke, so what do you think about almond milk?
I'm not sure about almond milk, but I know regular milk.
Almond milk doesn't have fat. Are you just asking them how it tastes?
I've had almond milk. But there was a mental hurdle I had to get over.
Yeah.
I've had almond milk on my cereal, and I just...
Yes. Did you like it?
I felt like I was doing something wrong. You know, for the first time, but then I got over it.
I know a guy who had a part-time job milking almonds, and it just... Yeah, let me tell you something. They have to pay him $15 an hour, because that is...
It takes so long, doesn't
that
it?
That's hard work.
It's exhausting.
Very tedious.
It's like roofing.
Yeah, just in that same thing. Hey, Luke, that was an excellent question. Thank you so much for listening, okay? Have a good weekend.
All right, yeah, you're welcome.
You ever had almond milk?
I have. It's not bad.
It's not bad. That's not bad.
It's good.
It just, you know, doesn't sound like you could get milk out of it.
I had to get over that when my wife first bought it.
Right.
I had to.
So you had a mental hurdle.
Yes,
there.
I said, yeah. This is not going to end well.
We don't want friends to come over and find this in our refrigerator.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you don't know which they'd be more offended at, you know, right. The case of beer or the almond milk.
Almond milk, yeah.
I'm just kidding, folks.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
All right, we go back to Mississippi and Treva, it looks like. Welcome to the program, and did I massacre your name? I apologize in advance.
Yes, you did. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What is your name?
I'm at work with the customer. My name is Treva.
Treva.
T-R-E-V-A, like the trees outside.
Okay. All right, Treva.
Okay.
So did you say you're with a customer?
I want to answer the question for Nature Boy.
All right. What famous professional wrestler was known as Nature Boy?
Was that Ric Flair?
It was Ric Flair. Excellent job.
Yes. I used to watch him with my mom in Norfolk, Virginia.
Well,
I'm original from Virginia, but I live in Mississippi to get old Mississippi.
When
was this era of wrestling?
Oh, my God. I'm going to be telling my age. I can't do that.
I think that is that.
I think he was in it for like 25 or 30 years.
WWF? Is that what they, WWF or something like that?
Yeah, I think it
was. Well, he used to come in Norfolk, Virginia. And my mom was, you know, she would go out and, you know, she would attend the, she would go and watch the show, but I would watch it on television.
Are we talking 80s, 1980s?
80s or 90s? 80s or 90s. Oh, isn't that right, Treva?
And I remember two other names, Ricky Steamboat and Rufus Al Jones.
Well, I just remember when I was a kid, it was the Jerry the King Lawler versus Tojo Yamamoto.
Well, I remember his hair. His hair reminded me of Donald Trump's hair. Remember Tojo, that hair, that blonde hair?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yep, Tojo Yamamoto, he didn't have any hair. He was just...
Listen, I go back to Haystack Calhoun.
Oh, really?
And Bruno Sammartino. I mean, we're talking back in the 70s.
Wow. Okay.
But I never... I actually did... Actually, one time they had wrestling come to our high school, and Bruno Sammartino was there, and I rooted for him because he was Italian.
Right.
But I never did pay much attention to wrestling, and I had never heard of Ric Flair because I don't pay attention to wrestling, but I just watched a special on him. It was pretty interesting. He was talking about his life, and he was quite a hedonist, and still alive, but he's done with wrestling.
All right, Treva, what's your question for us?
My question for, well, I kind of just made this up on the fly, but where is the home where Brett Favre attended high school? What's the city? What's the name of the city?
KILN.
Where Brett Favre attended high school.
Well, his high school was, I want to say, the town that Brett Favre grew up in was Kiln.
That's right. That's where he attended high school, Hancock High School,
Hancock County High School.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
good
true.
Question. Excellent question.
Yeah.
All right, Treva. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you. Back to the phones.
All right. We can probably work another one in. Arkansas, Richard is on the line. Richard, welcome to Trivia Friday. You're our last caller.
Okay. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to try the one on the smartest animal next to man.
All right, here we go. What's the most intelligent creature on Earth after man?
I'm going to say elephant.
That's incorrect.
What's the right answer, Walker?
Very good
We're
guess.
Running out of time.
The correct answer is the dolphin.
Yes.
Dolphin.
The dolphin.
Yeah. Elephant's a pretty smart animal, though.
Yeah.
But the dolphin's considered the smartest animal after man?
That's correct.
Okay.
Good try, Richard. Do you have a question for us real quick?
Yeah, real quickly. Methuselah was the oldest person in the Bible. Who was the second oldest person, and how many years old was he?
I don't know that one. You guys know?
Second oldest person in the Bible?
Yeah.
He was in the line of Seth.
Old Testament, right?
Yeah.
He was in the line of Seth.
I have no idea. Do you?
Was it which couple... Was the wife named Sarah that prayed for the child? They were in their...
You mean Abraham and Sarah?
Yes, they were in their...
They're not even close to the oldest, because Methuselah was 900 and something.
We don't know. What's the answer?
You got Richard? Us, Richard. What's the answer?
Well, Methuselah was 969 years old, and Jared was 962 years old.
Okay.
All right.
Little known Bible fact right there.
And real quickly, that man from Texas about the... hummingbirds?
Yeah.
I have proof positive that he was correct that they do migrate because they come to our house in the spring, and there's 30 to 100 of them at our feeders.
Wow.
And
hey,
then,
Richard, we got to let you go because we got to give the rest of our answers, okay?
Hey, post that on Facebook, if you would, on our Today's Issues page.
There you go.
If you have pictures, Richard, of if you believe that stuff, of hummingbirds.
All right. Well, hey, how many NFL teams are named after ocean creatures?
I don't know.
One, the Miami Dolphins.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. In 1998, which MLB player broke the single-season home run record? Mark McGwire for the St. Louis Cardinals. Hence, I said Big Mac Land there at Busch Stadium. And secondly, which city is located both in Asia and Europe? That city is Istanbul, Turkey.
What food comes blue-veined, soft, or hard-pressed? That would be cheese. And how many dimensions does a solid have? That would be 3. You have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here next time.